a former special agent in charge of the FBI's Milwaukee field office used extremely poor judgment in a disability lawsuit. That's according to the Justice Department's Inspector General. It looked into the case of Justin Slaby, a service-disabled Iraq veteran who was kicked out of the FBI training academy. The IG found that Teresa Carlson improperly tried to influence the deposition of the agent responsible for training Slaby. You might call it a lesson learned the hard way. In this week's Legal Loop, attorney Deborah Roth explains how supervisors should treat employees who are being deposed and what to do if you are deposed.
Well, the answer to what you should do is you should leave them alone. And that's the most important thing, you know, in these proceedings, is that a witness, in any context, a witness being called to testify wants to feel like they're testifying without interference. And what you get from this IG report is that the deponent, who happened to be a special agent for the FBI in one of the field offices, when he learned that he was going to be called as a witness to be deposed in a co-worker's civil rights case, it was a disability Title VII case, and when he learned and reported it to his managers, you know, he felt like, and the IG does a nice job presenting the information, he felt like he was being influenced about what he should say. And the only thing that a supervisor really needs to know is that, you know, you're going to be out of the office, you're going to be in a proceeding, that it's an authorized absence. Absent that, they really don't have a need to know anything more about the proceeding or your role in it. And that's how that conversation actually started, Tom, is that it was the supervisor asking, well, what's your role in this proceeding? What's this about? And what do you understand your role to be? And, you know, that line of questioning is not necessary, and then, of course, led to, except the IG report is true, it led to a more offensive line of questioning.
Is it okay to even discuss the upcoming deposition with the employee, saying, hey, what are you going to say?
No. I mean, is it okay? Sure, it's legal, but it's not smart. People don't want to have to explain themselves to their boss when they're being called to testify in a matter that's either theirs or someone else's. And frankly, how would he know what he's going to say? Because he didn't even know about the proceeding. He got notified about the proceeding by FBI counsel when they contacted him and said, hey, you know, your deposition's been noticed in this civil case. It was in court. And your deposition's been noticed in the civil case, and here's the date and time. He didn't know much more than that. So to say, you know, to say to your subordinate who gets that notice, well, what's this about and what are you going to say, I think is unfair. And it starts at the beginning of a very uncomfortable conversation. Is it okay to ask those questions? It's not illegal, but it's not smart. And it leads to people perceiving that maybe you're trying to influence what I'm going to say. That is illegal, right? It's the influence part. If you're going to attempt to influence, if any person attempts to influence the testimony of a witness, that's witness tampering. And that is a federal crime.
And will the supervisor or anybody else, any other colleague, ever be able to see that deposition, or is that only for the eyes of the attorneys and the opposing attorneys in the court?
Generally speaking, the transcript for the deposition is kept amongst the parties and the representatives to the proceedings. So in that particular case, it would have been the FBI employee who filed the civil rights lawsuit. He would obviously get to see the transcript of the deposition, his lawyer, and then, of course, the government lawyers. It's hard, you know, to come up with a circumstance where the supervisor would also need to read all the transcripts to see what people were saying, unless the supervisor had some oversight role over the presentation of the defense in the lawsuit. But you don't get that when you read the IG report. You don't get that the supervisor had any role in the FBI's presentation of its defense. So, you know, are there situations where maybe they would get to see the transcript? Sure, but it would not be the norm.
And if you are someone who is going to be deposed, should you have your own counsel?
You know, people go back and forth on that, Tom. The government lawyer in this case, the FBI attorney. And because the lawsuit was filed in federal court, the FBI was represented by the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Eastern District of Virginia, who actually are the ones authorized to make the appearance in court on behalf of the FBI. So you had FBI lawyers and you had the U.S. Attorney's Office. And, you know, strictly speaking, they represent the government. They don't represent the individual people presented by the government to defend the lawsuit. They don't represent you personally. They represent the FBI, the entity that was sued. So technically speaking, they're not there looking out for your interest. But for most federal employees, most federal managers who are in that role, who are called to either testify at a deposition or at hearing or a trial as the defense witness, right, the witness for the government, generally speaking, they don't have a dog in the fight. So they don't necessarily need legal representation. But if you want to get more educated about the process, if you want to get more educated about the procedural techniques and methods of a deposition or hearing testimony or testifying in court, you're not going to get that much oversight from the government lawyer. And some people feel, you know, just to get educated about how to be a good witness, what does it mean to be a witness?
Sure.
That they want independent legal advice.
We're speaking with Deborah Roth, who is an attorney at the law firm Shaw, Branford & Roth. And so getting to that very question, when you are giving a deposition, what is saying too much? When is saying too little? Yes, no answers. What should you do?
Oh, well, you know, we spend hours, Tom, preparing our clients for deposition. And just like when you read the IG report that we've been talking about that got issued, I guess, just recently regarding the FBI case, you know, the number one piece of advice lawyers always give a witness is you got to tell the truth, right? Got to tell. You should absolutely tell the truth. Now, beyond that, you know, people have this view, and it varies by lawyer, you know, which way you direct your testimony. Some people have the view, you know, the witness should keep it short. You know, answer the question with the least amount of words possible, sticking to the truth. And other people have the view that it shouldn't be a word count. It should be, you have to tell the truth, so as many words as you need to get out a full picture of the truth in response to a question, you should do that.
But maybe you should stop at speculating and interpreting and just stick with what you specifically know or saw.
Yeah, you know, it's so much more complicated than that. Like I said, we spend hours preparing our clients. There's some speculation that I think is reasonable. You know, it's called the educated guess. You know, if you can make an educated guess, and then there's obviously speculation that is absolutely pure speculation that has no foundation in any facts that you actually know, and you're just winging it and guessing it. And that obviously, I think, for most lawyers is something a witness should never do. But, you know, generally speaking, there are these instances where, you know, quite often in a person's deposition, they're making what's called an educated guess. And as long as the witness makes it clear, this is a guess, I'm just guessing, and here's the basis for my guess, then you're in a very safe place. I'm of the camp that shorter is not better, because if it's shorter, witnesses aren't necessarily that adept at the role and the job of being truthful but succinct.
And what about the special agent in charge who was found by the IG to have really tried to influence someone almost psychologically and physically intimidating? Mm-hmm. What can happen to that person or someone who does that?
Yeah, I mean, the IG is very clear. They've referred it back to the FBI, to the Office of Professional Responsibility, to consider disciplinary action. And pressuring, regardless of, you know, what your relationship is to the witness, whether you're the person's supervisor, whether you're the witness's colleague or a subordinate, pressuring a witness about his or her upcoming testimony is just improper. It might not necessarily be per se illegal, but it is absolutely improper, and the government will and has a history of disciplining and taking action against people who try to interfere and put pressure on individuals who are called to testify in any kind of proceeding, Tom, right? So an IG investigation, an EEO investigation, a deposition, a court case, whatever the proceeding, the government takes it very seriously, and any attempt to put pressure on a witness, the government deals with.